Well, this morning, I felt very impressed to preach on the educational aspect of missions. Matthew 28, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Amen.
Wherefore he saith, he has ascended upon high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto you." In order to accomplish the commission that God has given us, we must have the same objectives and the same purpose that our Lord had. The Lord came to this earth, and he knew that he would die on the cross of Calvary, and he made the necessary preparations that after his death, whenever he ascended to heaven, that the work that he came to do would start. He promised us the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church.
Amen.
And so we find Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 tell us that the ministry was set forth, that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers were given to the church.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but they were given to the church for a specific reason: for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, I think that we, so many times I hear, well, that's the preacher's job. It's not the preacher's job to clean the church.
Amen.
It's not the preacher's job to go out and do all the visiting.
That's right.
The preacher's job, according to Peter, he says, we're to pray and fast and read and prepare that we might perfect the saints for the work of the ministry.
Amen. Yep.
All of us are to be involved.
That's right.
There are no pew warmers.
That's right.
Amen.
We're to be serving God. We're to be doing the things that God would have us to do. Just as the Lord, we must prepare and train men that the Lord's work continue and New Testament churches be built. Everywhere I go in the world, I find one thing: men that are hungry to know the Word of God. Men that have no means. Whenever you go to some of these countries, they don't have it. I'm so misfortunate. Dr. Green couldn't get all of his books in the thing, so he had to leave them for me to use. But some men around the world don't have any books.
Yeah.
The only thing they have is their Bible. And that's sufficient. Yeah. It's surprising to me, whenever I got off the plane in Malawi and I began to talk to Brother Mwasi, that he believed the same things that I believe. So the Word is sufficient.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a true teacher. He will teach us the things of God from God's Word.
Right. Amen.
But you know, sometimes it's wonderful to have some helps.
Amen.
Brother Johnson was talking about expository and topical and different things last night. There's a time when I had no clue what all that meant.
Yeah.
But I took a homiletics class and I said, well, how do you do expository preaching? I had no clue. I went to the mission field really having no clue. But I learned step by step. By God's grace, we were able to do the things that we did. But you know, if we train young men, I've got one of the problems I've got at the church in Fort Worth is I've got enough men that want to preach that I have to give up the pulpit some. Now, that's a good problem.
Amen.
But there's so many churches that don't even have a pastor.
Right.
And I think, you know, our job is to train some young men and send them out there to those churches to help those folks. That they can duplicate the same thing. So the foundation or the purpose and the reason, we have to look at what the Lord did. The Great Commission. Why do we do what we do? Because the Great Commission tells us to do it. God said it. That settles it. And I'm to do it.
Amen.
I'm to be obedient. You're to be obedient. We're to do what God tells us to do. The Lord gave us the method. Quite a while before the Lord ascended to heaven, He had already trained the men that He would entrust His work to.
Amen.
Beginning in Jerusalem, that's where they started. The apostles followed the Lord's method. And they reached the uttermost parts of the known world of their time.
Amen.
The gospel of Jesus Christ. That's where you start. You start in Jerusalem. Brother Lafferty started in Jerusalem this morning by going out and handing out some tracts. There's some people that live in this area that may say, I didn't know that church was there. And they'll come down here and listen to him preach. And God will save their soul, or God will impress them that this is where they need to be, this is where they need to serve, and this is where they need to use their gifts and talents for God.
Right.
Why? As I've already said, there's so many churches without pastors.
That's right.
And there are so many men that are coming to the end of their ministry. We must train young men.
Right. Amen.
God calls them, but He has given us the responsibility to train them. Well, how do we accomplish it? Well, let's look at the pattern that our Lord gave us. What did the Lord do? Well, our Lord's objective was very clear. He came to unfold the plan of God that was formed before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He didn't come with plan A, plan B, and plan C. Let's see which one works
right.
Amen.
God came with one plan.
Amen.
And He came to train men to save out of the world a people for Himself and to build His church.
Amen.
And He was so confident, He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. My church will be successful. The men of God that are called will fulfill the purpose of the church.
Amen.
And it's been going for a long, long, long time. But men were the Lord's method. Ephesians 4 gives truth concerning the educational aspect of missions. But unto every one of us is given according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He said, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I've had people say, well, I just don't know. I don't have any gifts. I beg to differ.
Amen.
I beg to differ. God gave you a gift or gifts. We must learn what they are and use them, not for me, but for His glory.
All right.
Everything we do is for His glory.
Amen.
We have Bible conferences for His glory. Amen. We train men for His glory.
Amen.
We train them to go out and start churches for His glory. We train them. There's no more apostles anymore.
That's it.
Now, I don't know about y'all up here, but we've got some TV channels in Texas that they claim to be some apostles. Yeah, okay. There are no apostles.
Amen, Brian. Amen.
And Brother Johnson's right. Missionaries are evangelists. They go to a place where no one else has gone, and they preach the gospel. And God wonderfully saves a group of people.
Amen.
I went to Mexico as a young man with my pastor. We went 4 hours by vehicle. We rode all day upside the mountain on horses to a village by the name of Little St. Joe. We had a service that night. A man came to the service and was saved. He went home, and his mother asked him where he had been, and he told her, and he shared the gospel that he had heard with her, and his 104-year-old mother was also saved. Well, the man came the next morning, and he says, "You know, I think God's called me to preach." How did he know he was supposed to preach? We hadn't talked about preaching. God spoke to his heart. He came down off the mountain, got some training, and went back.
Amen.
Now, I've never been back to Little St. Joe, but I believe there's a church there today. Because God had a man, and he sent us to the backside of the world. We got to the village. They had Coca-Cola, but they didn't have the gospel. And we preached to them, and God saved some, and he called a man to pasture his sheep on top of that village.
Amen.
On top of that mountain. Well, we don't have apostles anymore, but we've got evangelists and pastors and teachers. And they're the gift of God to the church, that we might perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. So, how can those who are called to pastor or serve as missionaries or evangelists perfect the saints if they do not know the Word of God themselves? Brother Mossy was a perfect example of that. Brother Mossy had the zeal. He had the enthusiasm. He had the means to go and reach those people. But he didn't have the truth. And the Lord sent us to work with Brother Mwasi. And Brother Mwasi, there were some area, I mean, most of the truth, the doctrines of grace he understood. But there was some church truth that he didn't understand. And when we sat and talked about it, he was like a dry sponge, absorbing everything that we said.
Amen. Yeah.
And when we came home, he began to do a work for the Lord. I've been to Cuba. We got to Cuba. We went down to meet with a group of Baptist churches. We got to the east end of the island. We walked through the jungle. We got to the churches, and we began to talk with them. And we found out that they were Pentecostals. They had Baptist on their name. We met the lady that her husband founded the first church. And when we started talking and when we started teaching on some of the subjects that we talked about, they told the pastor of the church that was hosting the meeting, "We don't want them teaching tomorrow." They didn't like it when we spoke out against tongues. They didn't like it whenever we spoke out against women being the leadership of the churches. They said, we don't want them to speak tomorrow.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, I got news for you. They're going to."
Amen.
The problem was, way back yonder, when a young fellow by the name of Castro took over the country, he run all the preachers out. And so all that these group of people got for all of those years was the broadcast that they could get from Puerto Rico. And it was Pentecostal. Wait a minute, there's another ministry.
Amen.
What about a radio ministry?
Amen.
What about putting the truth on the airways instead of letting the Pentecostals and the Charismatics have all of the airway time? The Lord, His method is seen all through the Bible. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Notice that word, Moses' minister.
Servant.
His servant.
Amen.
He did what Moses told him to do.
That's right.
Saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even the children of Israel." The work didn't stop when Moses died.
Amen.
Joshua was prepared to lead the people of Israel into the promised land.
Amen.
Old Elijah. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit fall upon me. And it did.
Amen.
Elisha had someone prepared
right.
to take his place, to be the prophet of Israel. Acts 22:3, the apostle Paul. I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, of the city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God as you are this day. The apostle Paul used this same method as he did mission work. Training men was his plan. The Lord trained men. He taught Moses, he taught Elisha, he taught all the prophets to train men to carry on the ministry. You know, if you really look, the Lord began to call all of his disciples immediately after John proclaimed him to be the Son of God. I was reading the other day, and many say that Peter, you know, the Lord was walking by the seaside, and he called Peter and Andrew and James and John. Well, as I was reading, I found out that they were disciples of John the Baptist.
Right.
They were following John. It says that Andrew and that other disciple, well, we pretty much figured that that's John, because that's the way he never identified himself.
That's right.
They spent the day with the Lord. They saw the difference. And when John was put in prison, they went back to fishing. Yep. And the Lord walked by the seaside and he says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men.
Amen.
Amen.
That's not intimidating. They were fishers. He said, you're just going to quit fishing for fish. Start fishing for men. Follow me and I will teach you how to be fishers of men. And they did. And the Lord trained them. And he began training them immediately. You know, today there's the philosophy of the mega church. And the Lord's philosophy, the Lord's method, is just the opposite.
Amen.
Of mega church.
Amen.
The men that the Lord chose and trained became the leaders of his church, and the leaders of that church took the gospel throughout the known world of this day. They did not have an immediate result. The impact of the Lord's ministry really wasn't seen while he was on the earth. He didn't make a big name for himself. He wasn't Dr. So-and-so from the mega church of Houston, Texas. By the way, he sells the seats in his church for $2,500 a piece. You have to buy your seat. Mega church. My people, when I say Joel Osteen, everybody just dies laughing because he is my favorite example of what not to do.
Amen.
He's a philosopher. He uses philosophy.
That's right.
Psychology.
Amen.
Make them feel good. Make them going home saying, boy, wasn't it great? What did you learn? Well, I didn't learn anything, but I sure feel good. He ministers to the thousands. What happens if he died today?
That's it.
Amen.
That's right.
But the Lord trained men. And those men trained men.
Amen.
And those men trained men. The Lord's objective was to train men to lead the church forward after he returned to glory. The significance of their lives would be felt throughout eternity.
Right.
You and I are gathered together in this place worshiping God because Paul listened to the Holy Spirit.
You're right.
He could have went to Asia. And Asia would be sending us missionaries. But he came to Europe. And we got the gospel.
Yeah.
And we're sending missionaries over there. There's one problem in Arminian mission works in churches around the world today. They arouse the masses, but they neglect the training of men. They don't supervise them, they don't instruct them in the way of the Lord. I was in an Armenian church for many years. And my pastor never pulled all the young seminary students. We had 12 students at one time in our church. Not one time did we sit down and have a round table discussion. What a shame. What a shame. That we don't take time with the young men of our churches to train them in the Word of God.
Amen.
But I'm not, my son said, but Dad, I'm not called to preach. I don't care. You ought to know the Word.
Amen. Amen.
You ought to know, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to train them.
That's right.
The Lord knew that before the world could have permanent help, men would have to be trained to lead the multitudes in the things of God.
That's right.
The church in Jerusalem, they had the apostles. They did exactly what the Lord told them to do. Now they got a little happy. They got a little comfortable. And so the Lord sent us persecution and kind of scattered them out.
Amen. That's right.
He said, you can't just stay here and do nothing.
That's right.
There's a job for you to do. It's wonderful that we can gather together this morning and encourage one another, but we have to go back to our churches because there's a job to be done.
Amen.
And I encourage you this morning, train men. These men bore witness of the Lord Jesus Christ and carried on His work. Now, the Apostle Paul was trained at the feet of Gamaliel. He trained men. I think if you look at Acts 13:13, now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga. Acts 21:8, and the next day we that were of Paul's company departed and came to Caesarea. Other scriptures speak of the Apostle Paul sending certain men to certain places to do certain things for the perfecting of the saints. A man once said, I believe that the Apostle Paul had a traveling seminary. Paul and company. Paul trained them.
Amen.
They went with him. They watched him. I have taught you door to door the things of God.
Right.
Now I want you to go down to Caesarea and do this. I want you to go over to Thessalonica and do this.
Amen.
He had a group of men that he was training. He had a portable seminary that they just went wherever the need was at. Why do we have so many religions today? Why is there a Church of Christ right up here? Why is there a Methodist church somewhere and a Pentecostal church somewhere? It's because people were not taught the truth.
Amen.
That's right.
If they knew the truth, they'd be a Baptist.
Yes. Amen.
If I wasn't a Baptist, I'd be ashamed.
Amen.
But the Apostle Paul taught these people. And the reason they do not know the truth, the reason that they have left the truth of God's Word, is because they were not taught the truth.
That's right, amen.
There was some pastor somewhere that neglected his duty.
Amen.
And there was a group of people said, you know, we don't like what they're doing. We're going to be something else. I told you about Cuba. Those people believe that they have the truth. And whenever we told them the truth, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Because it meant that they had to change.
Right.
We must be conformed to the Word of God. My dad had a saying he would say to me, and I've heard him say it 1,000 times. Son, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing right. If it's not worth doing right, it's not worth doing at all. Just because we're busy or skilled doesn't mean that we're accomplishing anything.
Right.
I've seen people that if you watched them, you thought, man, they're just accomplishing the world. At the end of the day, they hadn't accomplished a thing because all they'd done was run in circles.
That's it.
We must ask ourselves the question, am I accomplishing the objective Am I fulfilling the purpose of my calling? Is there an ever-expanding company of dedicated men fulfilling the Great Commission and reaching the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because of my effects? I went to Honduras to a Bible conference, and we were going to go over and see the ruinas de Copan. We went over and saw the ruins, and a young pastor from the village up in the mountains said, "Brother Jimmy, I'd like to meet you at a certain place before you leave." And he brought me the grades from his students. He had signed up the year before to be, or a couple of years before, to be an extension. And he brought me their grades, and he was so excited. He said, "Well, we're a small church, not but about 15, 20 people that gathered together." He said, "But God's given me 5 men.
Amen.
And those 5 men, we've been studying the Word of God, and those 5 men have went out into other little villages around I can't even remember the name of it. They've went out to 5 other villages, and they've started churches."
Amen.
He's training men. That's what we have to do, is we have to train men.
You're right. You're
Brother Kraft right. in Mexico is training men. Brother Lawrence in Australia, he's training men.
That's right.
Missionaries realize that, because when a missionary comes to the point that they want to come home on furlough, if they don't have anybody to take over the church, they've got big problems.
That's right, amen.
Because somebody will be using it for a chicken house when they get back.
That's right.
Because this flock will have scattered. We must train men. It doesn't matter if it's in Dover, Tennessee, or Fort Worth, Texas.
Amen.
On the mission field, we must train men.
Right.
That whenever this old man goes home, there's an ever-expanding group of young preachers that know the truth of God, that are going out preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God might be glorified as His word is preached and churches are established. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.